This is Fresh Air. Margaret Rankle is a contributing opinion writer for the New York Times. Her first collection of essays is called Late Migrations, and our book critic Maureen Corrigan says it would be a perfect book to take on your next trip into the woods, a city park, or even your own backyard. Here's her review.
Margaret Rankle writes about backyard nature, which to some of us who live in crowded cities calls to mind creatures to trap or squash, like rats, squirrels, mice, and water bugs. Rankle, however, grew up in Alabama and now lives in Tennessee, so her catalog of all creatures great and small is at once more expansive and accepting, including chickadees, red-tailed hawks, rat snakes, rattlesnakes, and crawdads. If you've happened upon the poignant and off-road opinion pieces Rankle writes for the New York Times, you already know that the natural world is something she closely observes and uses as a springboard to contemplate other, less tangible subjects. The accidental death of a migratory bird, for instance, will lead Rankle to a fresh reflection on impermanence and our limited power to protect the people and things that we love. Rankle scatters short autobiographical essays in between short nature pieces so that her life story and her life's passion intertwine like a fence post and a trumpet vine. For readers lucky enough to associate summer with family vacations, where cousins, parents, and grandparents might all squeeze together into campers or cabins, Rankle summons up memories of familial closeness tinged with an acute adult awareness of how fleeting everything is. In a gorgeous, barely half-page essay called In the Storm, Safe from the Storm, Rankle recalls summer thunderstorms when she would sit on her father's lap in a chair placed in the open front door of their little house. She says, "The rain comes, and I feel it with the tips of my toes, but they are the only parts of me that get wet, for I have drawn my knees up to my chest under my nightgown. And my father has unbuttoned his corduroy jacket and pulled it around me and wrapped his arms around me, too. I lean into him. I feel the heat from his body and the cool rain from the world, both at once." This is the kind of writing that makes me just want to stay put, reread, and savor everything about that moment. But all too soon, Rankle is writing about leaving home to go to graduate school, marrying, having children, watching them grow up and away, and taking on the role of caregiver as her parents age and die. Not all is loss. After her father's death, Rankle says her 71-year-old mother, who'd grown up on a peanut farm in Lower Alabama, and had no feeling at all for stories as a source of pleasure or solace, discovered the novels of Jane Austen, and then became such a voracious reader, she went on to devour racy Jane Austen fan fiction. But all too soon, Rankle's mother succumbs to a cerebral hemorrhage. About her humble mother's last ride from house to hospital, Rankle writes, "She left in a state much larger than herself. Two fire trucks, an ambulance, a rolling stretcher pushed by big men." Late Migrations is a vivid and original essay collection that's a little hard to characterize because, to borrow from the title of a novel by another one-of-a-kind writer, Jeanette Hayen, Rankle's subject here is the all of it. By that I mean the cycle of life, out there in nature and inside our own families and our own bodies. I'll leave you with a final image that speaks to Rankle's gift for capturing the transience of things, large and small. This is from an autobiographical essay called Faith, where Rankle, as a child, is sitting in church, playing with her great-grandmother's hand. She remembers how, "I pinched the skin above her middle knuckle, and then I let it go. I count to myself, checking to see how many seconds it can stand upright, like a mountain ridge made by a glacier in an age long before mine. Slowly, slowly, it disappears. Slowly, slowly, it throws itself into the sea.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Late Migrations by Margaret Wrinkle.